next question. Ms. Elsa Lavisia? Lavisia? LaSue, Lavisia, thank you, sorry.
This is a quality of life issue. The programs offered at the senior center are extremely important to myself and other seniors of all races in the city of Hudson. It's important to our health and well-being, which saves money on other services. There doesn't appear to be funding available to continue beyond the end of this year for our programs. Can you pledge that funding will be found to not only continue the availability of the facility and its programs to seniors in 2012, but also that funding will be found for programming and staff for the new senior center extension building, which is in progress now? It doesn't make sense to have a new building and not have program funding. And it does make sense to have a new building which will serve many, many more seniors in the city of Hudson with greater facilities. So the question is about funding for next year and funding for an expanded program when the building is completed.
Thank you for that question. In regards to the senior center, by the way, you know, for years we've been looking for the opportunity and a place to hold, to build a new senior center. And I applaud the work that the City of Hudson at the Boys and Girls Club have done with the seniors. I am a mayor that would encourage every single department to look for grant money for services that the City of Hudson provides. For example, there was a department this year, it was the youth department, that I called Congressman Gibson on in regards to funding for the youth department and the Boys and Girls Club. And he put me in touch with an individual that handles the grant funding for the state. And there were funding available. There was funding available for the youth, and there was funding available that could have been used through the youth department for the seniors. That money and applications for those grants were not filed for some reason. I brought this up to the Common Council also. It is imperative, with a 2% tax cap, it is imperative for the services that the City of Hudson provides for our residents that we not let one single grant slip by. We have a new senior center that's being built for $550,000. We have $350,000 of that from a grant and then private contributors. But we need to look at and we need to apply and we need to be vigilant in applying for any monies that are available for the state. Because I, you know, to be honest with you, when this new senior center is built, I would like to see the expanded 2 days a week or 5 days a week, because you're right. It makes no sense to have a new building if you're not going to have seniors occupying that building. And it makes no sense to have a new building if you can't and we can't provide the funding it's going to take for its longevity. So I submit to you that if I'm the mayor, that I will do everything in my power to make sure that our department heads are vividly looking for grant monies for your programs. Thank you.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, April, WGXC.
Well, we do have a group of professional grant writers that do work for the city, and they are pretty good at it, what they do. So therefore, it would be incumbent upon us to try to find funding from the state, perhaps even on a federal level, but mostly from the state, in order to underwrite these new programs. That said, the new reality is, as reflective as we are of our seniors and their needs, that given our budget and given how we're going to all have to share in a sacrifice going forward, with a 2% tax cap, that the new reality actually might be that we'll do we may all do with less. And I know that's not necessarily what anybody wants to hear in this room, but we have a finite amount of money. So it's essential and necessary that we expand upon the opportunities to bring in more money to fund these programs. We recognize how essential they are. We know the quality of life issues that they underwrite. So yes, as your mayor, what we're gonna do is work for more grants, work for more funding, but still be cognizant of the fact that we have a finite amount of money here. As far as the senior center is concerned, I applaud it. It's a marvel that they're going to be building it. I do wish on some other level that we might have found that grant money and perhaps collaborated in one of our existing buildings where, but that's for another day and that conversation is long over. But we do recognize that the programs on the 2 days can be expanded, but in order to do that, we have to go for funding. We just can't completely draw down unless we draw away from somewhere else. But it's part of participating. It's part of sitting down with seniors that are involved in the programs that are being given there and determine exactly what is the best use of the funds that we have and what do they want as a collective and how we can best underwrite it through grants and perhaps within our revenue stream. But we need to build a revenue stream to do this. And in order to do that, it's with new businesses, it's with jobs, it's with the taxes that come from that.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Hudson Mayoral Candidate Forum with Bill Hollenbeck and Nick Dodd live from WJLE Elementary School. WG